like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch is probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie. Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio.
Welcome to Witch Police Radio. It's always funny when I have a band that I haven't talked to before, because so many, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years now, and it's the amount of artists who come on the show over and over again with new albums every year, every couple of years. It's kind of nice to have someone who's new to me and hopefully new to a bunch of the listeners as well. So I think the best way to start this off is if the three of you want to introduce yourselves, what the band is and what you do in the band, and then people can put a name to the voice and we can sort of take it from there.
Cool. I'm Lo. I play drums in our band Mad Lack.
I'm Owen. I play guitar in Mad Lack.
I'm Zane, and I do vocals in Mad Lack.
I'm glad you
when
all
I'm allowed to.
I'm glad you all named the band. That was just in case anyone was confused.
Just in case anyone confused as to what. And we're all in.
That's right. Yeah, the band that you have this, you know, yeah. Anyway, so I just learned about you guys fairly recently. I think I heard the name back when the Manitoba Loud Music Awards were happening. And then I saw you live, you know, less than a week ago from when we're recording this. And so I didn't know much about you. I didn't know what to expect. I knew you were heavy. That was sort of the extent of it. So do you want to sort of explain maybe what the background of the band is? And I know you were, I mean, the fact that you're not in Winnipeg is its own whole thing, and we can get into that in a minute, but... I'll ask the horrible question of how do you define the sound that you make? Because everyone hates answering that, and it's always a fun way to start.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one. I don't know. I guess we kind of consider ourselves metalcore, metal and hardcore kind of influenced. I think that's kind of where we all came up on. Owen might have had a little bit more of the death metal, deathcore kind of influence coming into the band for sure, but can't really speak for him. I've heard that from him, but yeah, definitely a lot of influence from some of that older 2000s era metalcore, with other things sprinkled into at the same time. But yeah, I don't know. What do you say, boys?
To me, Mad Lack is definitely metalcore with hints of hardcore sprinkled in. I wouldn't say to a whole lot of deathcore stuff, but definitely metalcore, hardcore. We're definitely our own type of metalcore. I can't say that there's a lot of bands that sound like us. It's searing, it's angry, and it calls you for action.
I like that. You should put that on a poster.
Posters come with suit.
Yeah, right on. So, I mean, that makes sense. Having heard you recently, that the description makes sense. One of the things that kind of stood out about you guys was, first of all, there wasn't a bass player, which was, you know, normally when I see a band that doesn't have a bass player or there's not someone playing bass at the time, I get annoyed and angry and stuff, but it worked. This actually was one of the occasions where, you know, either one guitar and drums and vocals or two guitars and drums and vocals, it actually worked out. So is that a normal thing for you guys, or is does one of you play bass on recordings or at other shows?
Conscious decision.
Okay.
One less guy to worry about.
So it's just math. Just the math. It's not not about a sonic thing at all. Yeah.
So basically, we do have a lot of layers in our live show, whether it's synth, backing guitars, and of course the bass. A lot of that stuff's taken from our recordings. And then we just play it back live when we play shows.
Yeah. Well, that was sort of what next question was about your sound, too, is that there was definitely samples and atmospheric stuff and synths, obviously. being piped in, right? I mean, is that, you just have a laptop there or something to play this?
Yeah, that kind of fell onto me as soon as they decided that we weren't going to have a bass player. I just started learning a bunch of stuff that I didn't want to, but it kind of turns out in the end, it definitely makes the sound what it is. And I'm happy now that I got it kind of worked out. It's a lot of stuff to plug in. That's
sure.
The thing. If I'm ever taking long on stage to get off and on stage, that's why. It's because these guys, he plugs in a mic, guitar cable. I got like a bunch of stuff I'm dealing with. But yeah, and then learning to play to a click and stuff, like, it's definitely made me a lot better drummer,
I
believe. And like, yeah, it's really fun at that point because you can kind of add in any elements that you decide to, and it keeps it tight, man. Like, that's what, like, so I've heard.
How do you, I mean, with the synths and stuff, who's playing that? Are you playing that, or is it sort of everyone contributing to those extra sounds that are coming through?
Yeah, it's a lot of all of us, like Zane and I. Like whenever we kind of have ideas, we just toss them at each other, and if they sound cool, then usually we'll go ahead with it. And we try not to do a ton of that stuff at all. Like, we definitely want to make the bones of the music sound like three guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, we definitely, bass is super necessary. So any bass players out there, I keep trying to convince these guys, but.
Well, I guess,
the last one to the bog, man.
With that, I mean, do you find that without having a bass player, I mean, again, I know you can have sound coming from these pre-recorded things, but do you, like, how does that affect sort of the choices you make with songwriting, knowing that, you know, for the most part, it's just guitar and drums and vocals? I mean, does that change sort of any elements of when you're putting the songs together, knowing that you don't necessarily have that part of the sound, or is it just the same as if you had a bass player?
Can't really speak, I guess, for Zane, because he definitely has a huge hand in a lot of the production and writing of the EP tracks that we have out right now.
Yeah.
And us three all being guitarists kind of at heart, like, we all started out as guitarists. Like, well, speaking from myself, Zane's actually a pretty good drummer too, under the radar. But yeah, we all being kind of guitar players, we kind of had to force ourselves to start to think of things in a bass player perspective, because okay. I like looking at other three-piece bands with a bass player, like Frail Body is a band that I really have come to like recently, and they have a really amazing way of making their sound with three guys and the bass player doing a lot of the elements that really make that sound so special, I find. And I'm taking a lot of influence from that. I really want to start to write the next set of tunes, having a lot more with that in mind, for sure. But yeah, what do you think of that, Zane? Just copy the guitar? Or?
Most of what you hear on the EP is mostly copying guitar with a few bass lines sprinkled in, which were
the bulk of it was written by me.
Okay.
And recorded. And all of our new stuff is a culmination of all three of us once we start putting that stuff together. But we had to get the EP out, like, just so people could take it seriously and we have music released.
For sure, for sure. And I guess, like, I mean, that maybe is a good way to tie into the fact that you're in the paw, right? And I mean, I my knowledge of that, I've never been there. I know vaguely where it is on the map. I know absolutely nothing about the music scene there. I mean, I you know, obviously I'm in Winnipeg. Most of the bands in Manitoba are Winnipeg-based. I've talked to people from Brandon and Dauphin and Thompson, all over the place. But the paw has never been sort of a place where I've heard anything about the music scene at all. I learned about Flin Flon a few weeks ago, but what is it like there? I mean, are there a lot of bands out there, or is it sort of a rare thing? Because I know nothing about it.
There's a few, but I think Owen, being our local promoter here, is better suited to field that question.
Sure.
So I'll let him fill you in on a lot of the stuff that's going on here, because he's a big part of it.
So yeah, just a little quick summary of that. I'm involved with Badlands Promotions, which is based out of Portage la Prairie. You might be familiar.
Sure, yeah, I've heard the name, yeah. Seen it on posters, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm the local promoter here in the Paw, and I've been doing this just over a year with the help of my partner, my fiance, Isha. We want to have more bands in the Paw, and that's a big thing we want to do, is inspire.
Yep.
People around here, especially the younger crowd, like, if we can do it, you can do it too. And if we could be the ones to help nurture it, then that's perfect. That's everything that I've ever wanted, was to help people.
Again, not having been there, I've talked to people from other smaller...
Pretty all-encompassing.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple rock bands. Shout out the Meatheads, Low Budget Rock Star, Upward Gun Blast. There's quite a few rappers in town that we like to work with as well.
Cool.
There's a lot of really amazing local acts too. Like... I'm going to be stuck on kind of figuring out names right now, but lots of times you go to the casino and there'll be somebody with an acoustic guitar, just with an amazing voice. And there's if you go to some of the talent shows during Indian Days and stuff like that, there's a lot of talent in town. And I think it fell off kind of for a while, just in terms of the group action. Just back in the day, Zane and I played in our first band that kind of got things going for us. And yeah, it definitely seemed like a different scene back then, especially for metal. And as time went on, that kind of seemed to go away, it felt like, especially over the past 5 or more years. So then from that point on, yeah, you were pretty hard pressed to find like anything going on for live activity in town. One of our main venues was the Westcana, which was a bar, and it shut down. So okay. A lot of the shows that were coming through were through there. So I think that might have had something to do with it too. But just not the inspiration wasn't there, kind of. So Owen's actually the reason why Zane and I got back into music, and why we have why the band exists at all. Like we could go into that a little bit, but yeah, that's pretty much the story behind it, is that Zane and I, our first band that we were in was called Walking in Ashes, and it was a similar kind of style to what we're doing now, metal band. And Owen and his girlfriend, fiance now, and her brother, we're actually in the pit, and what was he, like 6 years old at Tisha? Like he was It was a kid in the pit. I remember it was one of the things that was said, but yeah, that's years ago up to this point. And so one of the first shows that Owen put on in town, he kind of reached out to Zane, us being the only kind of two guys he could think of doing that kind of music at any point. And
yeah,
Zane and I had our own lives going, different things, but we always got together and kind of played when we could. So it was a good opportunity for us to just have fun. And Mad Lax kind of, it's an inside joke just between Zane and I and my brother. So it was just a placeholder name, just like, yeah, let's, this will be funny, whatever. And then, we got Owen. We had the idea because we knew he ripped guitar, and we took him in for a session, and yeah, the rest is history, really. Like Zane said it the other day, basically getting Owen together, not only is he our best friend ever now, and I didn't know him that way before that, but it was the best decision we ever could have made, was getting him involved, because yeah, we couldn't do it at all without him or the fans or things like this. So
for sure,
yeah,
for
we're
sure.
really grateful.
So what is, I mean, I imagine there's not a ton of venues up there, right? I mean, you obviously have a few places you can play, but compared to, you know, a bigger center, you're not going to have as many options. Are you planning on doing a lot of shows elsewhere in Manitoba? Just based on that's where people are, you know, sort of thing?
Or
that's
Absolutely.
Where a new audience would
yeah.
be?
Yeah, we definitely want to share the sound that we have created with as many people as possible. That's the whole goal. Any chance we get where we feel like there's going to be people who are going to appreciate it, like the more kids we can show, the more people that can appreciate it. And like Owen said, feel like they have a chance to do that too. Like we just started, I think we looked at one of our first posts on Instagram where Owen was actually playing with us. And crazy thing, it's going to be the anniversary of our 1 year anniversary is going to be this upcoming show in March. So it was really neat. Like we haven't even been playing for a year together yet. So the more people can see that and kind of get a part of the action and feel like, you know, maybe they get in the mosh pit for the first time or get the stage dive or crowd surf, whatever you want to do. Like it's a great time. It's the environment is just, it keeps getting better all the time. I feel it. So for yeah, sure. Absolutely. We're game to go anywhere.
What has the reception been like? I mean, you know, because you played in Winnipeg relatively recently, it was just a week ago or so. What was the response? I mean, I thought it was awesome, and it was cool to see the crowd getting really to it too. But
I'm the drummer, so I'm always packing up after, so I get to give this to Zane because he gets to hear.
I have never been complimented so much in my life. I felt like
I was at my high school graduation. My dad finally told me he was proud of me. Yeah, it was insane. The response was incredible. A lot of people seemed to be into it. They had a lot of nice things to say to me, which is not something I'm used to at all.
Did you have any kind of concept? I mean, I'm sure you had a little bit of what the metal scene is like in Winnipeg. Like, had you been to shows here?
Yeah. We're fully aware of what Winnipeg's capable in their scene. Seeing other bands live, even touring acts coming through, and sure, seeing how the crowd responds to them, we were fully aware of what they were bringing.
Yeah,
and we were just like, we had high hopes that they were going to enjoy what we had to offer.
Well, I guess maybe a offshoot question from that is one of the things about the Winnipeg music scene, I think, is that it's extremely incestuous. Like, everyone's been in each other's bands, and I often feel because of that, there's almost like a difficult way to enter if you're not part of the in-group, just because everyone's played with each other for so long. Did you have any trouble sort of getting to know people in bands here or anything like that?
Absolutely not. Awesome. No, every single musician that we have come into contact with, I would say 99%. There's probably like a 1%er out there who had like stinky attitude, but I honestly wouldn't commit that to memory.
Right.
But every single person that we talked to that was in bands and in the scene was really kind and really welcoming to us, and we really appreciated it.
That's great. So always nice to hear that. I mean, because you know, it is very insular here, I think. And I mean, there's so many bands everywhere outside the perimeter that like are doing crazy stuff. And I think that it's very easy, especially doing a show like this, to just like really narrowly focus on Winnipeg's various music scenes and forget that there's all this stuff happening, you know, just a few hours beyond or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. And I just want to do like a quick shout out to Dakota from Murder Capital and his other 10 bands.
He was like the first guy I think I ever approached when we played The Handsome Daughter last summer. And him and all of us hit it off pretty well. And he's always like riding for us and stuff like that. And we really appreciate anything he has to say.
Cool.
Well, I just want to shout him out.
That's what you want, right? Somebody from a kind of established band or many bands who can, you know.
I couldn't believe it when he said he liked us. It was crazy to me because all of his bands are crazy.
Yeah. I've had at least one or two of them on here over the years as well. Yeah, he's in a lot of bands. Yeah. So you have an EP out now, right? I mean, so what's the plan going forward? I assume you've mentioned a few times, kind of alluded to having new songs or new stuff. Are you working towards another release in the relatively near future, like within the year?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're always working on new songs. We have enough new songs that we're playing a few of them live actually, to fill our time slot. Okay. So everyone who comes to see us gets a taste of songs that are not out yet.
Right on. Do you, I know you've only been around for a short period of time, like you mentioned a few minutes ago, but do you feel like the old songs are old to you now? Like, I mean, obviously they're not that old and you're still playing them for the first time for a lot of people in the audiences, but like, do you feel like you've progressed considerably as a band since those were written, since those were recorded?
Yeah. Since having all of us contributing to the new music, I feel like we're taking the next step, evolutionary, with our sound and kind of refining it. And having multiple influences on the new music is going to only like tighten and broaden our sound.
Sure.
We've definitely heard really good things about one of the songs where I feel most proud about in our set. We've played it a couple times live now, once here back home and then in this most recent show in Winnipeg. Yeah, the reception to that song in particular has been top tier. So we're really excited about that. We definitely feel like we're coming into our own. I don't want to speak for, you know, everyone, but I definitely feel that way. Like it feels like a different band to me sometimes. And it's not to take anything away from the music in the EP. Like it's amazing. And we love playing it. And another thing too, to keep in mind is that the way that we play the EP songs live is quite different than how the EP is written. I had a lot of influence on the drumming afterwards and how we play it live. And then we've added a lot of incorporated a lot of elements. Like Owen's voice is probably it's why we're cool in a way. Yeah, it's the coolest thing we probably have in a way. Like I don't know. I couldn't say enough good things about Owen's voice. So we put his voice on as much as we can on the songs now live, and they do feel like different songs when we play them together. So it yeah, it's something to look forward to. Like, if you like the EP, you're gonna like it live. I feel like, for sure. I really enjoy listening to them when we do them live every time, just checking them out afterwards. And yeah, we're doing that a lot more in the coming record, for sure. Plans for that. And yeah, it's gonna keep going with that for sure.
If people haven't heard you before, and they're hanging out with you for the first time on the show, what's the best way to find out more information about you, to hear the EP, to find out about upcoming shows and things like that?
EP's on Spotify and music streaming platform, like all the streaming platforms that I'm aware of is in. We got Spotify, Apple Music, yeah, all the ones that matter. We got a YouTube channel. There's not a ton on there, but we do have a couple live sets on there, and a couple we'll be putting funny videos and things. Instagram's really good. We got a ton of highlights on there now from this past show. And yeah, some cool videos to check out on there. We've got a TikTok, so we're going to try to keep updated on that, because we hear that's what you got to do nowadays.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man, there's all the things you could think of. If you look hard enough for Madlack, you're going to find us, man. So, and I think it's going to get easier as we move on. Cause, yeah, we believe that's the thing.
I like that. And then, you know, you have a show coming up in March. I mean, by the time people hear this, it'll likely be end of January, beginning of February. What are the details of that upcoming Winnipeg show?
So one of the things that I wanted to say about the upcoming Winnipeg show is that it was actually a product of this past one that we just played.
Oh, cool.
The 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had finished our set, and Keith and Mike from Tired's Demise were in attendance. They were very impressed with our set. They had a pre-existing show at Side Stage.
Yeah.
And
We were approached after we were finished and said they had to have us on the bill.
Cool.
So
when is the bill? I mean, I actually didn't realize they were even still around. I remember Tyrant's Demise. I have, I think, a couple of their CDs from years ago, but yeah, that's cool.
They were dormant for a while there.
Come back now.
Yeah, they're just now making their comeback. They re-recorded some old material and put that out for people to get their teeth on.
Oh, cool.
And they're about to release an album, and we're playing the pre-release for that album.
Cool.
I just wanted to give an immense shout out to Tyrant's Demise and those guys. Personally, they hold a very special place in my heart because Keith is actually my cousin.
Oh, cool. That's convenient.
Yeah. So I've been looking up to Tyrant since I was like this tall, and to have the privilege and the honor to play with them and to be approached by them to play with them is just otherworldly to me.
Another thing to note with those guys is Zane and I have had a lot of influence from those guys and some exposure from them from our old band Walking in Ashes, so that's how we know all those guys, and mad respect for them. And we saw them at, it was Metal Fest that we got to see them kind of return, and that was an amazing show. So just full circle moment for the show coming up. It's the pre-release for the records, the Golden Calf of the 21st Century. And awesome poster we got, if you're going to be able to see that.
Nope. What I will do, though, is I will link to it in the show notes, because most people are listening to just the audio of this, so they won't see anything.
But, oh, cool. Yeah.
So, the video does exist, too. But I'll link to the show in the show notes, and people can find it.
Yeah, from awesome. So there's a couple. I'm just hearing about a couple of the bands here today, but I always like to check the bands out as much as I can. So Forms is really cool. I know a lot of people seem to know of them. And then I don't know if I'm going to say the name right, but I think it's Calevra. Also super cool. I couldn't be more excited for this show than any other show we've ever played, really, for the lineup. So it's going to be a heater. It's guaranteed going to sell out. Come and see Mad Lack if you know what's good for you.
Right on.
And all these other guys, because it's going to be stupid.